Today we continue on in these admonishments because of our great high priest. And today's is verse 23 of chapter 10 in Hebrews, "Let us hold fast." So why? "Well, therefore, brethren, since we have confidence to enter the holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he inaugurated for us through the veil that is his flesh, and since we have a great high priest over the household of God, we are to hold fast." And the context is this, an understanding of a doctrine called the perseverance of the saints. And the perseverance of the saints is multifold. It's the belief, simply put, that those who are truly saved will always be saved. They will continue until the end. They will persevere. But as we read scripture, we learn of these warning passages and that there's multiple levels to it. So there are conditional statements made about the perseverance of the saints. In Hebrews 3:6, it says, "Christ was faithful as a son over the house whose house we are, if we hold fast our confidence and the boast of our hope firm until the end." 3:14 says, "We've become partakers of Christ if we hold fast the beginning of our assurance firm until the end." John 8:31, Jesus said, "If you continue in my word, then you are truly disciples of mine." So we must recognize that there is danger of falling away from the faith. It is a real danger that believers face, and that we must therefore continue. So there's also command statements, such as chapter 4 and verse 14 of Hebrews. "Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession." So we have these conditional statements, and we also are commanded to hold fast. But also, with this, we are told that there is dependence upon God, that God does it. So there are dependent statements. Philippians 1:6, "I'm confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will perfect it until the day of Christ Jesus." John 6:44, "No man can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up in the last day," or on the last day. 1 Thessalonians 5:24, "Faithful is he who calls you, and he also will bring it to pass." 1 Corinthians 1:9, "God is faithful, through whom you were called into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord." So we are told very clearly that God holds on to us and causes us to persevere by working in us. And then there's a definite statement given. It's leaving us evidence that there was never true salvation if one does leave. 1 John 2:19, "They went out from us, but they were not really of us, for if they had been of us, they would have remained with us. But they went out so that it would be shown that they were not all, or they all are not of us." So we see that, yes, you are called to persevere. And if you don't, you're not a true believer. We're also called to obey in persevering. And we're also reminded that God works in us to persevere, those of us who are true believers. And we're told that if you do not persevere, you were never truly a believer in the first place. So may this be both a warning and an encouragement. A warning is this: persevere, because if you don't, you're not a true believer. The encouragement is this: if you are a true believer, you will persevere, and God will finish that which he has begun. So who is this commandment to? It's believers who have taken hold of the gospel of Jesus Christ. When? It's a present tense. Let us hold fast presently and actively, meaning we currently and continually do it. And what are we holding fast to? It's the confession of our hope. We're holding on to Jesus, our belief in him, our declaration of hope, which is found in him. And how do we do this? It's holding fast without wavering. Fast is to adhere firmly in a relationship to beliefs and ideas, and without wavering, to not be tossed to and fro. A believer's confession of faith is not to be called into question every time they hear something new or face a trial. Rather, we're to be diligent to hold to this confession securely and without being moved. What is the basis on which we can do these things? It's because he who promised is faithful. Our holding fast is made possible and dependent upon the fact that our confession is founded upon an unchanging, never wavering, never moving, never sleeping, promise-keeping God. So because of our great high priest, we must now persevere as saints of Jesus Christ and actively grasp onto the gospel dependent upon God's character. Why? Because he himself is faithful. And if you are a true believer, you will persevere. So therefore, take heart and encouragement in Christ and he who is faithful.
Thank you.